You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. For more information, visit studylegalenglish.com. Hello, and welcome to episode 85 of the Study Legal English podcast. I'm your host, Louise, and today I'm going to give you an overview of how primary legislation is made in the UK. This episode is also available as a vlog on YouTube, where I actually go and stand outside the Houses of Parliament in London and talk about this topic. You can find it by searching for Study Legal English on YouTube. I recommend if you visit London and you're looking for some legal-related sightseeing things to do because you just love law so much, then go to the Houses of Parliament. You can get a guided tour, a self-guided audio tour, tours plus afternoon tea, all kinds of options. It's something I did when I was a student, when I was studying law in London, and I recommend it because not only do you get to see a fantastic building, you also learn about one of the oldest continuous representative assemblies in the world. Also worth mentioning is that the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom is directly opposite Parliament. This is also open to visitors as well, and there's a nice cafe there and a free museum. So just pay attention that if you do go there, there are airport-style security checks when you go into these buildings. So, moving on, what is primary legislation? Primary legislation is law in the form of a statute, or in other words, an act of parliament. Primary legislation is normally made on important topics and has to follow a very formal process to be made. On the other hand, secondary legislation, also known as delegated or subordinate legislation, is made by a delegated body or minister and is used to fill in the gaps that primary legislation misses out. If you're interested in finding out more about these different sources of law, I recommend listening to podcast episode 24, where I go into more detail about this. So, before we learn about the process to make primary legislation, I have a question for you. What are the stages in your country for making a primary legislation? Send me in your answers to Louise at studylegalenglish.com or join in the conversation on social media. Just search for Legal Englisher. So now let's find out about this process. Let's go. Of course, when people think of the UK, they think of the common law. Now, of course, we have the common law, which is judicial-made law, but we also have Acts of Parliament, legislation, written law, which is made here in the Houses of Parliament. The Houses of Parliament has a bicameral system, which means there are two chambers, there are two houses. First of all, the House of Commons, which is elected. We have members of Parliament there. And the second chamber is the House of Lords, which is unelected. So for an act to become law, first of all, it starts out as a bill, which is an act before it becomes law. So a bill can be introduced by a member of parliament or a member of the House of Lords. These are known as private members' bills, and they're less common than a bill which is introduced by a government department. Then the bill must pass through several stages at the Houses of Parliament. In both houses, in the House of Commons and the House of Lords. The bill begins its journey through the Houses of Parliament in either house. It's likely that it will be introduced by a government minister who supports the Act and who will explain why it's necessary. Then it will pass through several stages. First of all, the first reading, which is just an introductory reading, there's no debate. Then it goes to the second reading, where the bill is debated. Then it goes to the committee stage, which is where a group of experts really consider the bill in great detail, going through it line by line and suggesting amendments. It goes to what is known as the report stage next, which is quite similar to the committee stage. And then finally, to the third reading. And in the third reading, the amendments are considered and they're voted on. After going through this stage in one of the houses, it also has to go through it in the other house. So if the bill began in the House of Commons, it will then go on for consideration in the House of Lords, and then back to the House of Commons for final approval. And it's the House of Commons who really has the final say in the Houses of Parliament. After being approved in Parliament, the bill goes on to receive royal assent, which is approval by the monarch. Of course, in current times, now, that is Queen Elizabeth II. And it has to be said that really this is quite symbolic, and the monarch hasn't said no to an Act of Parliament for rather a long time, certainly not in modern history. Once the Act receives royal assent, it will then be enacted and it will come into force. It will either come into force immediately, or it will come into force at a slightly later date, at a future date, which is known as the commencement date, which will be found in the Act itself. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and found it useful. Don't forget to answer my question, which is, what are the stages in your country for making primary legislation? Send me in your answers to louise@studylegalenglish.com, or head over to social media, just search for Study Legal English and you can send in some answers there. If you're a member of Study Legal English, you can access your benefits on the Study Legal English website, which is www.studylegalenglish.com. Thanks for listening and see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Study Legal English podcast. If you really want to get ahead, why not become a member and gain access to many learning resources? Visit studylegalenglish.com/pricing.